I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Friday on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Visionaries and Voices is a local nonprofit group that provides support and more to over 140 visual artists with disabilities in the Cincinnati community. Their fifth annual Double Vision event is happening this evening, and here to talk about the organization and the event are Kelly Dobos, the Development Committee Chair for the Visionaries and Voices Board of Directors, and Samantha Cherrick, the Outreach Director for V&V. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Well, before we bring it around to present day and the event that's happening tonight, the Double Vision event, let's go back to the beginning. How and why did Visionaries and Voices start back in 2003?
Well, Visionaries and Voices, I think it's important to know, actually started before 2003 as kind of a grassroots movement. It started with two social workers who are artists themselves, and they discovered by meeting individuals who were actually artists on their caseload that there were artists in the Cincinnati community that weren't being represented, and they decided that they wanted to make sure that those artists' voices were heard, and they started taking their work down onto Main Street. They showed it at Base Gallery mm-hmm. at the time, and that then expanded to taking a space at Essex Studios. And then around 2003, Visionaries and Voices expanded even more to take on the spaces where we currently are in Northside and then also in the Tri-County area.
So what's the mission of the organization? What exactly is Visionaries and Voices trying to do?
Well, you stated it very well there, actually, in the beginning. I was smiling at the introduction. Visionaries and Voices is a place and a group of people that supports artists. We support an inclusive arts community. So, you know, we say we support the careers of artists with disabilities. That's specific to what we're doing. We're doing that in three ways. But those are the three ways that any artist would need to be supported. So we're providing studio space and supplies. We're also providing exhibition support. So framing of work, preparation of work, connecting artists to galleries outside of our studio, and also providing exhibition opportunities at our space. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, teaching opportunities, or what I prefer to say, leadership opportunities, so that artists who don't just want to be represented through their work, but want to be represented in leadership roles in the arts community, have that opportunity to do that. So speaking about their work or teaching other people how to create work like they do.
Now, what's the vision for Visionaries and Voices? I know you've been helping a lot of people throughout the years. We've had you on before with your Real Abilities Film Festival, another one coming up later in the year. But mm-hmm. but really, what's the vision? What are you hoping this organization is heading towards?
Wow, that's a great question. He said no singers, no tough one.
I think it's really about removing barriers for artists with disabilities, and I think we want to grow the organization as much as we can to continue supporting those artists. So we've got a lot of room to grow right now. So very young organization.
I agree. I think the growth that we are looking that we're looking for makes Visionaries and Voices, this is going to sound strange, but maybe less visible. We want to become kind of professional sidekicks, if you will. If we're promoting Visionaries and Voices in front of the artists that we're trying to support, then we're failing. What we're really trying to do is step back. You know, if you're talking about vision, if you're talking down the road, how can we do better? We don't have ownership of the artists in the studios. Artists choose to attend. Artists choose to take advantage of the resources that we have. So we want to promote those people and their work and take a back seat to that.
Speaking with Samantha Cherrick, the Outreach Director for Visionaries and Voices, and Kelly Dobos, the Development Committee Chair on the Board of Directors. If you have a question or comment about Visionaries and Voices, you can call us at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org. You can also send us a tweet on Twitter, of course, or post on the WVXU Facebook page. Now, how do you talk about artists with disabilities? What kind of challenges are these people facing, and how do the artists come to Visionaries and Voices?
Well, Visionaries and Voices is supported by Developmental Disability Services. So a lot of the individuals that we support are, you know, have the label of having a developmental disability. But the beauty of Visionaries and Voices is that people are coming together at Visionaries and Voices not on the basis of disability, but on the basis of art.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, I don't know. And if you ask staff and if you ask board members, they're going to tell you the same thing. Unless they know that person very personally, they don't have a reason to know the answer to that. And that's okay. But we'll be able to tell you all about the art they make.
Well, and you attract these artists, but you also partner with professional artists or artists here in the community who come in, too. And that's part of what's happening with Double Vision tonight, the art auction gala that you're having in the gallery at Northside. And this is the works of art that are going to be auctioned are actually collaborations.
Absolutely, yeah. This is our fifth year for this event, Double Vision. And we've changed kind of the process of the art creation this year. This year we had a kind of an event called Pairs Well With, where we brought in artists from the community and our Visionaries and Voices artists, and they were able to see each other's art, have conversations, and choose the artists they wanted to collaborate with. And after seeing the pieces that have been produced for the event tonight,
oh, they're so great.
They're spectacular. It's really beautiful.
Well, how many of these partnerships did you find?
There were actually about 50 collaborations, and we've selected 20 to be in the auction tonight. And we have a couple pieces from other artists that were donated as well. And then several other pieces will be part of the silent auction for tonight. So we've got quite a few pieces of art for everyone to come and buy.
Yeah.
Well, I know from both observing and keeping up with what Visionaries and Voices do that not only are you partnering with individual artists, but you're also partnering with many organizations throughout this community, and it's amazing. I mean, the 21C, talk about some of those other partnerships that Visionaries and Voices have developed and how they came about.
Well, you mentioned the 21C. That's a more recent development that's occurred in partnership with the Education Department in Visionaries and Voices. And what's happening there is 21C is once a month on a Sunday, a teaching artist from Visionaries and Voices comes and has a free art class for the community. Anyone can come to the second floor gallery at the Museum Hotel downtown and take part in a hands-on art activity and learn not only about a VNV artist and their artwork, but what their process is and create in the vein of.
I've attended the classes, and they're a whole lot of fun. I made a fantastic portrait of Justin Timberlake, actually.
Yes, you did.
Is that along the lines of, I don't know much about art, but I know I like my Velvet Elvis? Is that like Justin Timberlake instead?
Right. Yeah, I'm certainly not much of an artist, but by day I'm a chemist, and I think my involvement with Visionaries and Voices has very much grown out of the fact that, you know, what I do is also a very creative process, and it inspires me further. You know, I have been so inspired by Visionaries and Voices. It's a really terrific place.
Well, I was going to ask how you both came to VNV, because it is, you know, this is something I've seen great energy happening with this nonprofit organization, and I, you know, was wondering about some of the people who were behind it. So how did you come to it?
So I'm a transplant to Cincinnati, and I've always been an avid volunteer, you know, since I was younger in high school, and I wanted to get more involved in the community and feel like closer to Cincinnati. So I found ArtsWave has a program called Boardway Bound, where they train you to be on a board. Of course, as a chemist, you know, there were a lot of things for me to learn about being on a board and what kind of things I need to do and skills. And they have a 5-minute elevator pitch from all of the organizations at your first class. And the executive director at the time just wowed me when he was talking about it. So I made a point to speak to him afterwards and let him know how, you know, great I thought Visionaries and Voices was. At the end of the process, then you kind of go through kind of speed dating for board members. and I was hoping you get matched up. You pick your top three choices. They pick theirs. And I was really hoping that it would work out, that Visionaries and Voices would be my match. And it did, and it has been a phenomenal experience serving on the board for the past 2.5 years.
And you, Sam?
Well, I kind of fell into Visionaries and Voices. I went to the University of Cincinnati for school, and I had left town and came back. And when I came back, you know, did the all call, you know, I'm back in town, looking for a job. And one of my old painting professors who lives in Northside mentioned that Visionaries and Voices had just moved there. And I walked in and fell in love, you know. But I think the more interesting story is actually that I think coming to Visionaries and Voices in that way developed the program that we're now doing now, that is now the teaching artist program for the education department. I came in with a background in art education and was working as a studio coordinator, which is our entry-level position, just hanging out in the studio, making art with artists, cleaning things up, driving people around. And we would get opportunities from the community to come and participate. So a festival would call and say, hey, you should have a booth, and you should bring an artist, and you guys could make something. And the art educator in me said, yeah, that's a great idea. I could bring so-and-so, and we could make this. And in those scenarios, I would be the one to come up with the idea. I would be the one to pick the artist. I would be the one to run the booth. And I would be the one that everybody looked at the festival as the person in charge. And over time, it didn't happen right away. Like, it took a while. I realized, oh, wait, there's something wrong with that. Yes. And I need to get out of the way here. And so we kind of developed the teaching artist program to help artists build those skills and gain that confidence to take on those leadership roles so that staff, again, become more sidekicks, more support roles, fall into the background, and artists can take the lead.
Wow. Well, you mentioned the studios, and I was reading and doing research for this interview that each studio is a family within itself, is a line I saw somewhere. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Oh.
It is like a family. Everyone pitches in and is a part of the team, and we all just, I've become such great friends with everyone there. It's being there, I think you have to be there to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know it when you're in those studios. It feels like such a special place.
It is. It starts probably with the space. I think it's important to give a visual since we're on the radio. When Visionaries and Voices studios are community studio spaces. So compared to a typical studio that might be more of like a cubicle space where artists are kind of divided and they have their own private space and they don't really interact.
Mm-hmm.
So at Visionaries and Voices, it's not like that. It's you walk in the door and it's a large open space, and things are just kind of categorized by medium, you know, just to keep appropriate messes with appropriate messes.
Yes.
You know,
the paint over there,
yeah,
the ink over here.
That's right. Yeah. So we keep things kind of categorized that way, but then artists kind of move about and, I don't know, it encourages interaction. It encourages connections. And artists who attend the studios and staff who work in the studios are all artists. So I think we also have that connection, too.
Well, I was going to ask, actually, my producer, Pete, put up here, said, you know, you support the artists, but do you find that the artists get together, support, teach, learn from each other?
Yes. The other thing is that vision that we didn't mention, I was thinking, Kelly, is that we're a self-taught studio. So there are people who are in the studio who have, you know, varying degrees of education around art, mm-hmm. whatever that may mean. But we support self-taught work. So we don't do any teaching in the studio. That's very important. Staff aren't giving classes to artists with disabilities or something like that.
We're just providing the materials to create.
We're providing space, and everybody who comes in is passionately creating something. And the way we learn is by sharing that with each other. And so going back to your vision question, too, that's another area that we're trying to expand on, that there be more ways for the community to come in and share and more ways for art artists to go out and share with the community.
Well, yeah, I know that there are several exhibitions each year at the Northside Gallery. How are those scheduled, and who gets into the show, or those shows, or gets to show their work, I guess is what I'm trying to ask.
There are five shows a year at the Northside Gallery, which is attached to our studio space. And artists, staff, community members can submit proposals for shows. and they are then curated. And so it's selective as to who gets to be part of that show. It depends on the theme and all of that. But then all of the artists of Visionaries and Voices get a chance to participate in the shows in some way, because at the openings, the studio is open as well. And so there's work floor to ceiling in the studio section. It just might not be in the white box gallery.
Well, you mentioned the Tri-County Gallery. What's the difference between the Northside Gallery and the one in Tri-County?
The Tri-County studio is definitely smaller than our Northside studio. It occupies a space inside the Frame USA warehouse. They've been a really great supporter of Visionaries and Voices. And that studio, just, you know, I think the only thing different about it, I would say, is it's just a little bit smaller, but still filled with, you know, vibrancy and tons of art.
Yeah, I think the gallery space in Tri-County, I think, has like more of a retail feel. Maybe to it just a little bit because of the nature of it kind of sharing the space with a frame shop. And then the gallery attached to the Northside studio is more of a white box traditional gallery space.
Well, the annual art auction gala for Visionaries and Voices, Double Vision, happening tonight at the Northside Gallery in its fifth year. We talked a little bit about how it's the art, at least, is a little bit different. The collaborations this year, where it's truly double vision, if you may, as it goes on. But what else is happening at this gala?
Well, so we'll start the night tonight. It's actually at Memorial Hall.
Oh, is it?
Yes. And
okay.
So right behind
we
us
walked
here.
Across the street.
Yes.
It starts at 6:30 for VIPs and 7:30 doors open for general public. There'll be a silent auction, and then about 9 o'clock we have our live auction, which is absolutely fun. If you've never been to a live auction, having an auctioneer and the fast-paced bidding, it's a really fun event. We'll have DJ Mowgli there playing music. It'll be a great time.
Now, this is, of course, a fundraiser for Visionaries and Voices, but I know you're usually looking for help the rest of the year, too. Do you take volunteers if someone like Kelly comes along? How do people get involved with Visionaries and Voices?
Our volunteers are so important to us. So important to us. So important to us. we are constantly taking on new volunteers, either as individuals or as groups. We have high school groups come through. We have community groups come through, and we have individual artists and friends in the community that come and spend days in the studio, set their schedules, you know, and come in on a regular basis all year round.
And do you have to be an artist to volunteer for Visionaries and Voices?
Absolutely.
Well, you said in the studio, you know, there's artists and artists, or at least you have some art background. She has an art background, Kelly does, but in chemistry, but that's a different art.
That's a great question. It's a good question, but no, you don't have to consider yourself an artist or think that you have to create art to be a volunteer in the studio. There are so many jobs that we use volunteers to assist us with. There's the grunt work.
Yes.
You know, but it's valuable just to come in and have a conversation with someone.
Absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of Visionaries and Voices, is we're removing the conversation about disability, and we're talking about the art and putting the art first.
Yeah.
And that's, with our event tonight, yes, it's fundraising, but it's about promoting community inclusion and equality.
Mm-hmm.
We only have about a minute or so left. I wanted to ask, what is the biggest challenge with Visionaries and Voices right now? I mean, it sounds like things are going gangbusters. Things, are going great. But are there any challenges that you're facing?
I would say an important one to note would be financially, Visionaries and Voices is dependent upon state funding, developmental disability services funding. And that's very limiting. And not only is it limiting, but it labels us again as a disability organization. And Visionaries and Voices does receive funding from ArtsWave and other individual grant contributions, things like that. And we are seeking to expand that. And so events like the one we're having tonight are so important to us, not just financially, but to really sustain that identity of being an arts organization in Cincinnati that happens to support people with disabilities instead of the other way around.
I got you. Well, thanks for your time today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you so much.
Kelly Dobos, the Development Committee Chair for Visionaries and Voices Board of Directors, and Samantha Cherrick, the Outreach Director for VNV. The 5th Annual Double Vision Art Auction Gala happens tonight at Memorial Hall. I said a Northside earlier. It's at Memorial Hall. Details on that event and other activities at Visionaries and Voices can be found through links on our website, wvxu.org. And again, thanks and good luck with the double vision tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.